Good morning, brethren. Welcome to Sunday School for today, Sunday, 20th July, 2025. This recording is courtesy of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki Phase 1, Lagos, Nigeria. Let us pray. Say, Father, help me to have a deeper understanding of who the Antichrist is in Jesus' name. Our topic for today is the Antichrist. Let's first look at the lesson for last week. Last Sunday, our topic was pass on the torch. We noted that to pass on the torch means to teach others unique skills, businesses, faith, etc. that we know so that whether we are around or not, others will continue the good work. While there are significant benefits to passing the torch, including generational blessings and joy, the following we identified as inhibiting factors to passing the torch: ignorance, fear, pride, selfish desire to remain the only known entity, insecurity, and a myopic view of life. May God grant us the grace to be deliberate in passing the torch and hence trigger generational blessings for ourselves and our families, even for our church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember once again, our topic for today is the Antichrist, and our memory verse is taken from 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Praise the Lord. Our Bible passage for today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 to 4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Praise the Lord. The Antichrist implies opposition to Christ. The Bible does not say anything specific about where the Antichrist will come from. Many Bible scholars speculate that he will come from a confederacy of 10 nations and or a reborn Roman Empire, as you see in Daniel 7, 24 to 25, or Revelation 17, 7. Others see him as having to be a Jew to claim to be the Messiah. All of these are just speculations, since the Bible does not specifically say where the Antichrist will come from or what ethnicity he will be. However, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4, our passage for today, tells us how we'll recognize the Antichrist. His appearance is one of the eschatological events. And eschatology, as we know, is part of theology that concerns death, judgment, and the final destiny of the soul of the humankind. We have two outlines for today. The first one is his other names, which means the other names for Antichrist. And the second outline deals with his mission and his end. Praise the Lord. So, what are the other names of the Antichrist? That's our outline one. Of course, there are many speculations about who he is. Some people think he is currently one of the popular world leaders. And some even think he would be one of the world's richest men. The Bible has names for him as stated in the following scriptures. One, the Bible calls him the little horn, as in Daniel 7, 8. I consider the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, In this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Bible calls him man of sin and son of perdition, as we saw in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. The Bible calls him the beast. We'll see that in Revelation 13, verses 2 to 8. The Bible calls him the king who sets up the abomination of desolation, as in Mark 13, 14, which says, "But when we shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, and let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains." Praise the Lord. The Bible calls him the man of lawlessness. 2 Corinthians 2, 1 to 12 covers that. The Bible calls him the rider of a white horse, representing his claim to be a man of peace. Revelation 6, 2 says, "And I saw, and behold, a horse, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." The Bible calls him the vile person, Daniel 11, 21, "And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries." And the Bible calls him the wicked, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Brethren, these various names are not just given in vain. They are the attributes of the Antichrist. So when we see perdition, when we see sin reign, when we see the beast, when we see the king that set up the abomination of desolation, we see lawlessness. These are signs and symbols of the Antichrist. We must be watchful. Praise the Lord. Second outline deals with his mission and his end. So what is the mission of the Antichrist? The Antichrist will be empowered to rule the world, as we see in Daniel 7, 25 to 26. And it reads, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the sayings of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." Verse 26, "But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end." Praise the Lord. What's his mission? He will work great miracles to deceive people. We see that in Revelation 13. 11 to 13. Praise the Lord. And in fact, verse 12 there says, "And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." And 13 says, "And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." What is his mission? He will position his image in strategic and holy places and force people to worship them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 tells us, "And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time." Matthew 24, 15 says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand." He will speak great things and blasphemies. That's his mission. Revelation 13, 5. We've talked about that. He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. What is his mission? He will make war with the saints. Revelation 13:7 says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. What is his mission? He will speak with prophecy. He will speak and prophesy lies to confuse people. Daniel 11:21. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Praise the Lord. What is his mission? He will persecute the remnants that will be faithful to God. Revelation 12:17 says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keepeth the commandment of God. Praise the Lord. And have the testimony of Jesus Christ. What is his mission? He will take control of both the political and economic powers of the world, as in Revelation 13:16-17. Praise the Lord. Because verse 17 says, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Praise the Lord. What is his mission? He will give an identification number to those who will accept him. The number of is 666. This number will allow people to buy and sell. And those that reject the number will be killed. But what is his end, brethren? There is an end to the Antichrist. At the second coming, Christ will bind the Antichrist and cast him alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20 tells us that. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that brought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. What is his end? Those that accept the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, will be slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, and their corpses fed to the birds. We see this in Revelation 19:21. And then the Ancient of Days will take away the kingdom from the Antichrist and establish his holy kingdom forever. Praise the Lord. We see this in Daniel chapter 7, verses 26 to 27. So let's look at our class activities. There are two activities. The first question is, we should give instances of speculations about the Antichrist and how many of the speculations have proven to be false. Praise the Lord. Indeed, there have been many false speculations about the Antichrist over the years, based on false or misrepresented biblical passages. For instance, various past popes have been called Antichrist, but they have come and gone, they've died. So also have various US presidents, including the current president, even Elon Musk. They've called them Antichrist in many ways. But let's not forget the evidence or the symptoms that will bring the Antichrist. Class activity 2. We should discuss some of the innovations and policies that suggest a preparation for the coming of the Antichrist. Obviously, artificial intelligence is one. There's facial recognition, implanted chips, touchless interactions, infrared touch, voice recognitions. There are very many innovations today that make it easy for the mark of the beast to be implanted seamlessly and without much aggravation, because we will be used to intelligence and these innovations in doing transactions. But we must be watchful. We must be watchful so we don't become caught up when the Antichrist manifests. In conclusion, believers, you and I must be watchful to avoid missing the rapture and fall prey to the Antichrist. Brethren, that is the secret. We must live our lives so that when Christ comes again, we will be caught up in the sky. We will not have to struggle to identify who the Antichrist is or who is not. Because eventually, those that are raptured will miss the impact and the manifestation of the Antichrist. May God give us the grace to await his coming, to be raptured when the second coming happens. Praise the Lord. Let us take this closing prayer. Say, Father, please take me with you when you come to take the saints from the world. And do not let me witness the days of the manifestation of the Antichrist. Father, please take me with you when you come to take the saints from the world. And do not let me witness the days of the manifestation of the Antichrist. The Lord will help you and I. We will not witness his manifestation, but we must be alert so that today we live lives that reflect his glory. We will not be caught up in all that is related to wickedness, to evil, to perdition. We will live lives that please the Lord. We will live in the Spirit. We will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. As we do this diligently, waiting for his coming, we will be caught up in the sky when he comes back. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful Sunday.